Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we have always known that for some people, particularly in their later years, loneliness can be a huge challenge. But today we have this news that feeling isolated is associated with an increased risk of older people wishing for their own death. This is according to a new study on ageing, which was carried out by the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, TILDA, at Trinity College. And the findings were based on responses from 8,000 adults, some 4% of those involved reporting feeling that they would rather be dead in the month prior to the interview. In a moment, I'll speak to Seamus Boland, who's CEO of Irish Rural Link, and also Anne Dempsey, Communications Manager for Senior Line. But I have firstly Professor Roseanne Kenny, who's head of the Ageing Research Programme at Trinity College Dublin. Good morning to you, Roseanne.
Good morning, Claire. Hi.
This one of the really striking things about this study, in a way, is that wish to be dead. It's strikingly common, but it changes when people's circumstances change, which is really important to point out.
Absolutely. Just to rehearse the question that we asked, Claire, at each of the waves, which happen every 2 years, in the last month, have you felt that you would rather be dead? And 4% answered yes in response to that question. I think that's pretty dramatic myself. And when we looked, drilled down into what were the factors that influenced that response of wishing to be dead, three quarters of those reported being lonely. And then there was also a higher prevalence of being depressed. But of course, depression and loneliness go hand in hand. And the other interesting thing that you've highlighted is that then when we asked the same question again 2 years later, not the same number of people who had expressed that wish to be dead at wave one felt the same way at wave two. In fact, almost two-thirds no longer had that negative wish. So it is transient. What makes it transient is life circumstances change, or treatment for depression changes, or loneliness changes. So I guess it's important that people are aware that, you know, having that death wish really isn't the end of the line. It can change and does change, and that there are, I think, pretty easy enough ways that we can influence that, but it nearly needs to be at a societal level and for others to be aware, because it's very hard for the individual themselves to get themselves out of that feeling without others helping them.
I wonder, does the time of year when you ask that question have an influence? Because it can be very difficult now coming out of the summer and into the winter months for people who see the long evenings, lonely evenings stretching out ahead of them, particularly if they're living alone.
That's a great question, Claire. So with respect to this particular question, I don't know. And we should go back and look at that. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, when we've looked at depressive symptoms in the study, yes, it does apply much more to winter months than summer months.
Okay, and then the changes that people can affect, and you say you believe that they are simple enough changes that can make a big impact.
It's just having friends and being socially connected and engaged. One of the things we found when we drilled into the associations in the study was that people who regularly attend religious services or have more regular social connection, meet friends, you know, get engaged in something in voluntary basis in the community, they were much less likely to have a wish to die. And that was one of the things also which influenced the transition from being in this state to no longer being in that state 2 years later.
So connections, seeing people, talking to people, and it doesn't really matter where or how you're doing that.
No, it doesn't. And what we're not sure about the religious services, because they came out as very strong, actually, as a beneficial influence on people's lonely status. You were much less likely to be lonely or depressed if you regularly attended services. It's not clear whether that's the spirituality or the social engagement. But, yeah.
And when it comes then to loneliness, it is a health risk, isn't it?
Oh, it is a big health risk. So you were much more likely to be dead 6 years after you responded positively to the loneliness questions, then adjust it for everything else, but you weren't lonely. So, you know, 1 in 7 people who reported a wish to die died in the following 6 years. And that's independent of other factors like having heart disease or having a respiratory problem or whatever. So it's independently very bad for our health status.
All right. Well, let's bring in Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link, and Anne Dempsey, Communications Manager for Senior Line. Seamus, loneliness, is that something that your volunteers come across again and again? Do you see it?
Absolutely, Claire, and I'd like to thank Tilda for this report. It's very timely. And, you know, it's on top of about 8 or 9 other reports going back to 82 showing more or less the same kind of results. So loneliness is a factor. In our case, we would have volunteers particularly busy during COVID. And one of the things they came back to us very strongly was the sheer loneliness of people that they come across. It wasn't even the fact that they were delivering the food and necessary services that they needed during the COVID thing. It was simply to have a conversation, to be able to chat, to just find someone else. And just on the question, Claire, in terms of this time of the year, we always in RL have a campaign asking neighbours and friends to, you know, seek out their neighbours and friends, especially those living alone, because it is at this time of the year that it really begins to hit.
Yeah, and as the months go on, people are less likely to go out, say, after 4 p.m. because it's dark then and you have a very long night ahead of you. But Anne, for you, I know that you're very used in Senior Line to hearing about this problem, but you're also very good and successful at offering solutions for people.
Very, very much so, Claire. Good morning. Yeah, first of all, we're a peer-to-peer service. So it's older people listening to older people who really will understand and perhaps have been through some of that territory themselves. We're open every day of the year from 10 in the morning until 10 at night, including Christmas Day. And we have a free phone number, Claire. I'll give it to you if I may.
Do.
It's 1800 80 45 91. And our lines opened about 25 minutes ago, so we're there waiting and really wanting to hear from you. I just would like to echo what Seamus and Roseanne have said. We find in many of our calls, loneliness is either expressed or implied. And for all the kind of reasons that have been said, kind of geographic loneliness, shyness, bereavement, you know, hope. We find that in terms of supporting people, if we can discuss kind of getting some meaning and purpose in their lives. Roseanne had said it's very hard for people to get themselves out of the place without help from others. Well, we're those others. We will listen to people on the phone. We're so accessible, just a phone call away. And we listen, we're attentive, we're interested, we're trained to kind of, I suppose, accompany people, look at options for them. And also, each of our volunteers has a directory of services, of all other relevant service that we can refer callers at the end of the call. We also invite people, look, we're here, don't be on your own, call us again.
Yeah, you mentioned shyness there, and I would imagine if you have that directory of services and you're talking to somebody who is shy and who has themselves in this situation where they don't want to go out and they can't go out, it's very difficult then to say to them, well, there's such and such a thing happening in your community at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. They won't want to do it.
I know. I suppose small steps, Claire, but we might do with people who are kind of feeling lonely and shy, as you just said. Look, let's talk about today. What can you do today? Like, could you go down the town today and maybe sit and have a cup of coffee? You might see somebody. It's very small mentoring steps that our volunteers do with our callers. And we might say, look, tell us, give us a ring when you get back and tell us how you get on. So it's a kind of accompanying and befriending and being with people in a very practical way.
And Seamus, for you then, your organisation, you've told us you're seeing this time and again. Are you able to offer the help that Anne describes there to get people connecting with others a little more?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, not to be too dark about the whole subject, a lot of organisations, and we're just one, the GA and all, a whole range of rural organisations do a lot of good stuff already by simply getting people to go to events, to go to things that are happening. And all it means, all we ask people to do, and our volunteers especially, is, look, if there's a local event, a local quiz night, a local thing going on, give somebody a ring and say, listen, if this is happening, can you come along? And whatever you do, don't make it sound like you're taking pity or anything like that. Make sure you just say, look, this is on, could do with the support, will you come on? And just start at that small step, as your speaker just said. Start at the small steps and make it happen. But the main thing we all forget, I'm afraid, and then when we get old, we wonder how did that happen, is we forget people who are living alone. They become invisible. They become slightly out of, not connected, and we never think of them. And then we say, "Ah, look at Johnny, it's just too contrary. Wouldn't bother going near." In fact, Johnny is crying to me too. He wants to be brought out and he wants to be asked.
All right. Well, it's good to remind ourselves of that. And Roseanne, coming back to you, it's also important to say that loneliness is a very normal human experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've evolved to need each other, Claire. We've evolved, you know, within a tribe system. Each has a function within a tribe at each life course stage. And if we are isolated biologically, our cells recognize that as not having a purpose anymore. And almost involution takes place biologically. That's why it's associated with more higher death rates than people who don't experience loneliness. So it's really important biologically that we try to address this. And I would say prevention is important also, Claire. You know, that we might be working, feel fine, etc. But be prepared for retirement. Be prepared for stages in your life by starting to build activities or a cohort of friends, or even join a choir or join a charity shop to help with volunteering. We've shown in Tilda that people who volunteer are actually much less likely to suffer from depression and loneliness, and actually are physically better, independent of other reasons. You know, I can say to you that they are absolutely independent factors, loneliness and depression, for poor physical health in Ireland in people who don't volunteer or who aren't involved in some community organisation. So, to try and be prepared. We've also shown that if you don't get involved in volunteering before you retire, you're much, much less likely to do it after retirement.
All right, so the important to say to get ready and be prepared for that moment when it comes, and it's never too late to do something about it. I'm going to remind you of the senior line number again, because as Anne Dempsey reminded us, it is open since 10 o'clock this morning, and there are people there ready to take your call. So if you're listening to this and the experience sounds familiar to you, give the volunteers at Senior Line a ring. The number is 1-800-80-4591, and Seamus Boland's organisation, which has been helping people for years as well, is Irish Rural Link. And if anything has affected you and you want some more information, you can go to rte.ie/helplines. Thank you very much to Roseanne Kenny, Seamus Boland and Anne Dempsey.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.